This evening in the studio we have Pandit Nikhil Banerjee, one of India's two great sitarists. Pandit Banerjee is performing a concert next Saturday evening at the Berkeley Little Theatre, commencing at 8:30, and accompanied on the tabla by Pandit Mahapurush Mishra. Pandit Banerjee has taught in the United States for the last two summers at the American Society for Eastern Arts Summer School, and has toured many of the colleges and universities in the United States. And he has also recently completed a tour of Australia and Fiji. Pandit Banerjee this evening will discuss some of the more involved aspects of the raga system, the note and melodic basis for Indian music. Pandit Banerjee, there are many ragas, of course, in Indian music. Sometimes from a computer point of view, one hears of thousands, but there are certain basic ragas with different numbers of notes, ranging, I understand, from 5 to a maximum of 12 notes in a raga.
Yes. You know, Indian music can be divided by two main categories, ragas and talas. Ragas, mainly there are six ragas. Ragas is masculine gender and ragini is feminine gender. There are main six ragas. And each raga, they have got six wives. So it is altogether 36 raginis. And the children and grandchildren, you know, it has been several thousand.
Classified and big. Yeah. A real family system.
Exactly. But actually there are main six ragas. Masculine gender raga, male, and 36 female raginis.
And many of these ragas, of course, are suited to particular times in the day.
Yes, there are morning ragas, afternoon ragas, evening ragas, late evening, and night ragas. Dead night ragas. I mean, in India, till we get the sunlight, up to 4:30 or 5 o'clock, it we consider is at next day. So, there are some ragas which is played after 12 to dawn. I mean, before the morning light comes.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are early morning raga also. And also there are some seasonal ragas, like spring ragas, rainy day ragas, autumn ragas, also some festival ragas, like in India it is called Holi or color festival. So there are different type of ragas, and during day, afternoon, evening, late evening ragas. But it's very difficult to define what is rag. That is a great point in our music. It's more or less difficult for me to explain actually what does it mean. In Western world, many people, they just mistake that. They mistake it by thinking raga, a scale, or just a tune, or just a melody. But it is not actually that. It is something more, because there are 10 scales in North Indian music, but several thousand ragas have been derived from the scales. So, scale is not all. It is said in our old Sanskrit language, jo ranjayati iti raga. That means that combination of notes which colors your mind or which brings out the emotion and feelings of your mind is called rag. Word meaning of rag is color. So it is not only some permutation and combination of notes, but also there is some feelings, and it must color your mind or it must touch your heart. Not one single note, but also just some combination of phrase or notes must touch your heart. So it's very difficult to define what is raga.
In other words, a particular raga to you or to a musician who has learnt this is not, as you say, a collection of notes. It's something which you have learnt traditionally. It has particular moods connected with it.
Yes.
And a particular time of the day or season.
No, in the beginning of our training, we must learn some fixed composition on a rag. Everything fixed, and we practice on it for several years, minimum 5 years. After practicing different side and technique and different fixed composition of a rag for several years, then we gradually start improvisation on this rag. That is also in front of our teacher. He constantly guides us how to improvise and in which way and maintaining what discipline. Then, so after learning fixed methods and compositions for several years, minimum 8 to 10 years, then we start improvising on it. That is also in front of our teacher. Then gradually we improvise it and we come to know how to improvise a raga.
Now, I'd like to go back to the particular things in a raga which mean something to you. For instance, a morning raga and an evening raga. Is there always a use of notes which differs a morning raga from an evening raga?
You know,
was that generalizing too much?
It is such as Western music, do re mi fa sol la si. Our notes are called sa re ga ma pa dha ni. These are the main 7 notes. Sa is considered as infinite. Second note, re, is sorrow. Third note, ga, is peace. Fourth note, ma, is erotic. Fifth note, pa, that is joy. Sixth note, dha, is disgusting. And seventh note, ni, is tranquil or peace. So it expresses these, each notes, 7 notes, they have got different meaning. So first thing, morning and evening rag, the difference is like that. Morning, sun rises from the infinite. So infinite we considered is our tonic or sa. So the notes, it comes very nice way and straight way and with full energetic. So in the morning raga, the second, third note comes from sa or infinite. You know, it is just like the sun is rising from the infinite with new energy, beginning a new day. So more that, I mean, the sun comes up in the afternoon, so it is full energy and with full vigor. So the same way our notes are used in the morning ragas and in the afternoon ragas. Morning is considered as the childhood, afternoon youth, evening old age. So in the evening raga, the same thing, the sun is setting in the infinite. So the notes are as if they are falling down on the lap of infinite, the sa. So the second or third notes, it used in such a way, in such a soft and tender way, as if the sun is going to take his rest in the infinite, in the lap of infinite. So the evening notes, if ragas, evening ragas, the notes are used in such a way that it wants to take rest in the lap of infinite. So it has got little more tender and soft in the evening raga.
Could you demonstrate the difference between those?
Yes, now I'll try. These are the three notes. There are scales in the morning. We have got five morning scales and five evening scales. So in one morning scale, like vairo, thaat or scale, these three notes are used. And these same three notes are used in one of the evening scale or thaat named purvi thaat or scale. So in the morning, these notes are used like this way. Morning style, morning scale. The same notes are used in the evening scale, but little bit softer way. This second note, it is in the morning raga, it is go straight from infinite or sa. In the same notes. The second note, it always wants to take rest in the lap of infinite. So it is used in more tender way. You know, I think everybody knows it very nicely that there are difference between morning prayer and evening prayer. Morning prayer, when life is started, so it is something else. The day is starting or beginning. In the evening, when you are an old, so that time you want to think in a peaceful atmosphere what you have done throughout your life, what good, what bad. So naturally that time, as if you are speculating or calculating your good side and bad side. So there is difference between morning prayer and evening prayer. So unless you hear a full rag, I think for a Westerner, it's difficult to feel how it is used.
Some of the other morning rags, like Todi, does this have a similar evening? Is there a similar raga in the evening with similar notes to the Todi scale?
Yes, of course, you know, Todi, it's a morning raga, and Todi itself is a thaat or scale. But there are evening ragas which have been derived from this Todi thaat, such as Todi is a morning scale. Todi thaat. Second note, third note, sixth note are flat note, and fourth note is sharp note. It's a morning rag and a morning scale. But there is one rag called Multani. It's an evening melody. But Multani raga has been derived from Todi thaat. But the ascending notes like this. In ascending, second and sixth notes are not used. But in descending, all the notes are used. And as I told, because this Multani is evening rag, so second note in descending, in ascending it is not used. In descending, the second notes, these notes, it is used in so soft way, like, and sixth note also. Whereas the Todi thaat, this rag is derived from Todi thaat. In Todi, morning, second note is used like this way, straight.
Very bold.
Very bold.
Yes.
Very bold. Yes. So this is, technically you can say this is a little bit is a type of difference. But, you know, it all comes from feelings, colors, emotions, you know. So notes, that is a mechanical thing. But you have to put your own color and feelings in it. So then only it becomes a complete picture and it hits your strings of the heart.
Well, for instance, Rag Todi, what that particular rag, or what moods, what does this mean to you?
Music is an abstract of all arts, you know.
I realize it's extremely difficult to put
it
into
extremely
words.
Extremely difficult. You know, where words end, music starts. Naturally, it's very difficult to say. But in India, I think there are some very old paintings during Mughal period, I mean 16th century, 17th century, you will see many pictures in our museum in India where they have painted a picture of Raga or Raginis. But I am sure it is just an artist's impression on hearing a Raga, nothing else.
Yes.
There cannot be any...
Of Rag Todi, for instance.
Exactly. Todi, it is said, it's a morning raga, and particularly it is a very favorite ragas of the deer.
Yes, there are pictures of a deer coming to a young maiden.
Yes, young maiden, actually, she is crying and singing this raga. She is singing this raga for her beloved, pathos. So the deer is coming, just hearing her song, which is based on this raga Todi. It's all right. I mean, for some reason, it is an artist's impression. That's all. But ultimately, there cannot be any true and picture of a particular raga. It is all abstract.
Are there any devotion, any ragas which you associate with devotional songs, which you learnt as music? Are there particular ragas which are, for instance, Rag Shankara, does that mean something devotionally to you?
Yes.
It's the name of the Lord Shiva, but does it, how much further does that go?
There are some ragas for devotions. Multani, just now I have played, it is also, mood is devotion. But love and devotion for the Supreme Soul, that is the basis of Indian music, you can say. Because, of course, we believe in 9 moods, such as erotic, comic, disgusting, frightful, tranquil, some like that, but joy, fearful, like that. There's 9 altogether. It's all right, but still, ultimately, you know, it's a, particularly the beginning portion of Indian music, that alap, that is just a, like prayer or a cry for the Supreme Soul, or for the realization of human beings, something like that. But raga like Shankara, it has been named in one of our deity, God, Shiva. And this rag, Multani, the mood is based on devotion.
And then another aspect which seems very evident to the more heroic ragas. Again, you mentioned that certain notes in the scale are concerned with particular ragas. Does that mean that note will be stressed it isn't a closed system, of course. I understand that the when the particular note in the Sariga is concerned with a particular mood, that does that always come out in a raga? That a raga with, obviously it can't, because there are so many ragas with different notes. It can't always be that the note connected with peace isn't always.
Yes. Just now I have told you, suppose the third note, or that sa re ga, the third note, ga, it expresses the peace. So mostly in the evening ragas, ga is our vadi note, or the most important note in the melodic structure or raga.
So this does hold true for most of the ragas?
Yes.
But not for all of them? Or?
No, but mostly, all these raga forms or this melodic structure, it has been based on this, such as the fourth note. This is the fourth note. It depicts the erotic, or we call it sringar. So this raga is mostly, generally it is not a vadi note or most important note to develop in the morning. Mostly in the late evening raga, you will find this note is very important to develop in the melodic structure. So there are definitely some connection with the notes in making a melodic structure, such as now I will play one thaat. It's called Marwa thaat. But Marwa thaat is quite soft, but Marwa rag itself, that is considered as devotion and heroic. Marwa thaat is Marwa rag, it is not used. It expresses the joy. So it is not used in rag marwa. Marwa rag, ascending and descending notes. Expresses disgusting, and this is the disgusting and heroic. This sixth note is the vadi note of Marwa. Develop a raga, naturally mood is there, of course. So in developing the notes, once they feel the mood or emotion or the basic color of this raga, it affects on the minds of the listeners.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. something. First thing is that this thing will vanish and it will not stay. Because music is much more broader things and much bigger things. It cannot be confined into one gharana. Many people say, this rag, it is only in our gharana, this thing. But you know, one another thing is that how these gharana were developed. Now, dear, according to that time, when it was created, I mean, that was benefited and it was good. But now the time has come and music has come to the educated and cultured people. Previously it was not. Previously means I am just talking about, you know, about years after Muslim period starts from 12th century like that, you know. Such as previously before 12th century, all the musicians, they must know the Shastras also. Whereas right from this Muslim period started, these old musicians, there were many great musicians, but they mostly stressed on the practical side. So the Shastras were not cultured or researched, and so these things were stopped. So the thing is that this thing will not stay actually, but that is also true. In each gharana there is a speciality. Naturally, they have taken one particular thing and they have practiced and researched on it. So definitely they have got some things. And music being such a big subject, you know, it's, and really life is too short. It has got so many departments, like raag dari, lay, tayari, mithas, and all this. For a human being, it's really difficult to control all the departments. You can control at least two or three maximum. You know, so that is why really it is almost impossible for a human being to control all the departments fully. In old Ostas, they used to call one word, there is one phrase is called chilla. They used to take chilla for 40 days, like that, you know. That means you sleep with music, dream with music, eat with music, everything with music. No connection with the higher driver. But I understand this. First of all, apart from all these things, first problem is economic problem. When you will practice, as I have told, there should not be any disturbance, but who is going to support you during that time? Definitely it's a problem. So, and also from this side also we can say there is no shortcut in music. You stay with music, music and you know. No disturbance, no temptation from outside and actually no connection with this outside world. You know, practice, that you have to do. One practice means, you know, what first means. Take one phrase and practice again and again, again and again. Like, sa-da, gare-gare, sa, just again and again, again and again, again and again, until, you know, then you just do other things, again come back and again start, again take this attempt. So, you know, in this way, in perfection, there is no shortcut from this side also. So, you know, that you will have to do. For perfection, more practice, more you go towards perfection. But there should be some sort of common ground between these two problems. So, such as it is said that there is 21 murchanas and 22 sutis. So instead of practicing 21 murchanas, the main murchana you just play four or five murchanas, main murchanas. You didn't practice like that. So the type of practice also, it can be little changed. And you can put in this way, that instead of practicing 21, you just main murchanas, five or six, you practice. Like that. But it's very difficult to say, to cut down or shortcut this. You know,